Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A 36-year-old cold case has finally been broken open in Missoula as prosecutors file deliberate homicide charges in the 1990 murders of two elderly care center residents. The Missoula County Attorney's Office announcing that Nikki Dean Gardner has been charged with two counts of deliberate homicide. Gardner accused in the violent deaths of Bertha Scott and Nancy Lagerquist, both of whom suffered from dementia and were living at the Riverside Health Care Center when they were killed in the mid-1990 range. Authorities say the breakthrough came after the Missoula County Sheriff's Office Cold Case Unit and the Missoula Police Department were able to use modern advanced DNA technology to analyze preserved evidence in the case, biological evidence. Tests from the Montana State Crime Lab and Bode Technology strongly linked Gardner to both victims, according to prosecutors, including DNA recovered from fingernail clippings. Gardner is currently being held at the Missoula County Detention Facility on a $5 million warrant. Federal prosecutors are wrapping up a rather unusual case of smuggling involving drugs and an odd way of trying to hide them, as Tracy Taylor explains.
A Billings man has been sentenced to nearly 12 years in federal prison after trying to pick up a package containing about 6,000 carfentanil pills hidden inside a stuffed animal. Federal prosecutors say 39-year-old Timothy Payne attempted to claim the package at a Billings post office in October. Investigators searched it and found more than a pound of pills containing the powerful synthetic opioid. Payne pleaded guilty earlier this year and was sentenced to 140 months in prison. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Great Falls taking some steps to deal with seasonal flood risks. The Electric reporting the city has approved an expanded project to build a new $500,000 cubic foot basin to handle stormwater in Northeast Great Falls. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
There's danger.